In U.S. District Court in Albany Thursday, Cohoes Mayor Sean Morse pleaded not guilty to charges involving alleged misuse of political campaign funds. For months, Democratic Mayor Sean Morse has defied calls to resign amid domestic violence allegations and questions about his campaign account. On Thursday, the FBI came to arrest him. Morse was arraigned on a 7-count indictment, 1 count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, 5 counts of wire fraud, and a count of making a false statement. If convicted, he could face up to 25 years in prison and fines that could run as high as $500,000. Through his attorney, William Dreyer, Morse pleaded not guilty to all charges, and he was released on his own recognizance. Morse, in his first term after a long tenure in the county legislature, did not speak to reporters on his way out of court before getting into a curbside vehicle. Later, he wrote on Facebook, quote, "This is my one and only statement. Thank you for all the love and support. This is the last hurdle we face. I am confident this will be over soon and we will finally have this all behind us." Many Democrats, including Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, have called for Morse's resignation. Albany County Legislature Chairman Andrew Joyce issued a statement Thursday calling on Joyce to step down, and Governor Cuomo told WAMC Thursday he believes Morse should go.
All I know is what I read in the newspaper, but there are obviously serious charges on the mayor.
You still think he should resign?
Yes.
Morse's campaign manager says the charges were not unexpected. Tom Scarf spoke with reporters at the courthouse.
It's interesting that the governor and our state and local elected officials all signed a petition after the governor came out and said Sean should resign, saying that Sean should resign. And then very shortly after that, the FBI investigated. Now, I do believe that the FBI is a solid, independent organization. So whether the allegations of physical abuse that were unfounded had something to do with them investigating his finances, I don't know.
Morse, elected in 2015, is running for another term this year, along with several other declared candidates, including former state police major Bill Keeler.
It's a sad day for Cohoes, but I have faith in our justice system. And out of respect for the Morse family, I prefer not to comment further.
Morse didn't answer a message left on his cell phone. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.